Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Got a question for you today. Are you a music idolater? You know, Brother Jim has covered this topic a lot on the teaching blog. Go to DontParish.com. The fact that today instrumental music is not for God's true New Testament body. It's an invention of man. It's fleshly. It's emotional. It's carnal. It's unbiblical. Singing with your heart and your lips in a body of true believers, or when you're alone before God, is what God desires. Not all the foolishness you see in contemporary Christian music and instrumental music and all the fake recording and all these type of things. Go to the teaching blog. Check out those articles. It's a Colossians 2:8 situation. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Yeah, that's what modern instrumental emotional music is. But for this audio, I wanted to approach it from a little different angle. I just had a testing I did on a false music ministry. People are always coming to us, emailing us, calling us about music ministries. I just wanted to ask the question, are you a music idolater? You say, Brother Jim, what's a music idolater? Simply put, do you embrace false music, and has it become the focus, the main focus of your faith life, or is it keeping false, unbiblical music in any way, refusing to repent and lay it down for God's glory? If that's the case, you are a music idolater. Anything we put above God's truth and His holiness and His service, amen. If you place your instrumental music, your likes, your musical likes, your tastes, what you favor, you give it a lot of time, you use it to alter your mood, you adore a favorite current contemporary artist, you put your emotions on this unbiblical music, and you do it above and over ignoring God's truth, the gospel, holiness, and the doctrine and example He gave us to not do this, I'll say it again, you are a music idolater. We see it all the time. People love their music more than they love the Word of God. They're false, unbiblical music. And Paul says, no idolaters will enter into the kingdom of God. Go read 1 Corinthians. Now, here's a fact. Consider this. God does not want your fake, recorded, instrumental, tweaked, computer-synthesized, emotional, fleshly, man-invented, instrumental musical offerings above obeying His word fully in holiness and keeping the ways He's ordained for His New Testament body that He shed His blood for. 2 Thess 2:15, Paul says, keep the traditions I handed down. Paul wasn't rocking out with instrumental music. To place the music that God never ordained and never called for, that is fleshly, which Romans 8 says you can't please God in your flesh, it's not biblical, nor is it pleasing to Him, above what He told us to do. As the example, look at the New Testament body, Matthew 26. Jesus gives us the new covenant. They sing a hymn. Yeah. They weren't focused on instrumental music. Using it for ministry to woo people to come to the so-called gospel, false gospel they preach. No. No, God calls us to keep His ways. That makes you an idolater, a music idolater if you're doing that. Remember this, folks. Jesus sends people away who did all kinds of religious activity in Matthew 7, thinking they had a good standing, because why? They're workers of iniquity. That's somebody that doesn't keep God's ways. That's sin. And if you think your false music won't condemn you, I just like this music, maybe it's not of God, but I like it. Go read Mark 7:6-9. I quote this all the time. Jesus said false traditions like the washing of hands and pots and cups voids your worship of God. You want your worship voided? I thought this is all about God, or is it about your musical taste and your emotions and your flesh? You know, music is a drug. We see it all the time when people are moving and swaying their arms and lifting their arms and they're doing all kinds of things because the music is moving them. When the music stops, their love, their desire for God, their emotion, their stance, it changes. Music is a drug, admit it. That's why it's fleshly and God doesn't want us doing it. We ourselves had to leave and repent of it. We were both very musical, me and Sister Debbie. And we know other saints that were very musical. They repented and left it. This is what we're called to do for God's glory. Surrender as your reasonable service. Romans 12. Go ponder that, will you? God turned our temple. This is beautiful. Our lips and our hearts. That's our instrument now. It's a beautiful thing. If you understand the New Testament and the gospel, check the gospel out at our website. Check out those articles at the teaching blog. Then go repent of your mainstream false emotional instrumental music that's made of man. It's not made of God. John 3:1-4. I love this verse. And I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Are you walking in truth when it comes to music? Are you going with the crowd, going with the pastor? If you have a modern pastor, you're probably in an unbiblical body anyway. Are you following the culture? You love how it makes you move. Yep, there you go. Music makes you move your body. There's a fleshly thing. The artists are unbiblical. The lyrics are unbiblical. The instrumental music is unbiblical. The tweaking, recording, the concerts are unbiblical. None of this is of a holy God. Repent of this foolishness and idolatry of instrumental emotional music. Strive to please God in all your ways if you're born again by the gospel. Faith in Christ, His shed blood, His resurrection. Repenting of all your false ways. You're born again by His Holy Spirit. You're obeying His word in holiness and obedience as fruit. You know Him like leaving music and you're enduring in the faith. If you know Him in that way, you must lay down your instrumental music. If you don't know Him in that way, music is the last of your problem. You need to read the gospel, ponder your life, repent, come out of the world, come out of your false Sunday church systems that use instrumental music, by the way, and seek God with all that you are to please Him as fruit that you know Him. Repent, ask for a new heart and new mind. Study and scour the scriptures. And seek what God would have for you. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. I hope that encourages you. Clean your life out. Your life is a vessel. Dump out all the junk, which includes emotional, instrumental music, TV, entertainment, culture, Sunday man-made church, pagan holidays, vanity, pride. Dump it out and fill it up with the truth of God. You'll be blessed. Your affections will be set on the kingdom to come. Jesus said, set yourself for the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Hey, we love you all. Let us know how we can help you in faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Look up the teaching blog. Look up the articles on music. Every day, articles, audios, videos, sisters' blogs to point you to Christ, to glorify Him as we're out here preaching Him. Trying to reach this lost, dead world. No, we're not using instrumental music. You know, I'll leave you with this. How foolish when people try to get people to come to Christ and they turn on the emotional music. Yeah. Did that happen in Acts 2 when Peter preached? No. We allow the Word and the Spirit to convict and draw people. Not emotional, fleshly music. I got to leave it there. Hey, we love you all. Till next time. Go out and have a glorious day. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. May God be praised.